Hi, I'm Kelly Burley, along with OSU President Burns Hargis, and this is Campus Connection for Thursday, April 6th. And Burns, wine is bottled poetry, according to Robert Louis Stevenson, and there'll be lots of bottled poetry on the OSU campus this weekend.
I never thought of you as a poet, Kelly, but that's wonderful. But yeah, this is a huge biannual event put on by our students in our Hotel and Restaurant Administration School. It'll be Friday and Saturday, April 7th and 8th. The wine forum really provides students in HRAD the opportunity to plan and implement and manage this major event. It raises lots of money for scholarships and professional development for our students. And for the first time this year, the wine forum is going to be held in the beautiful new north wing of the Human Sciences Building. We have an honorary chair every year, and this year it's K.R. Rombauer of Rombauer Vineyards, one of the most popular wines in America. The event will offer wine enthusiasts and professionals educational seminars, which go on all day Saturday, wine tastings and cooking demonstration and vintner dinners. So congratulations once again to the students at HRAD. And I want to also thank Marilyn and Carl Toma, who are great alums of OSU and actually own also Van Duzer Vineyards, but this wine forum idea was theirs. And so thank you, Marilyn and Carl.
And Burns, as the spring semester begins to wind down, OSU students have been sharing their musical talents.
Have they ever? In fact, this past Sunday was a wonderful concert. It's entitled The President's Master's Works Concert, even though I don't play anything in it. But it was a collaboration between our choral ensembles and the symphony orchestra, and it was directed by faculty members Randall Stroop and Thomas Dickey. It was a spectacular performance of two very complicated pieces. Everybody had a wonderful afternoon. In fact, the OSU Concert Chorale was coming off a performance in March at the National Convention of the American Choral Directors Association, and not very many get invited to that. And so congratulations to our students and to the head of our music department, Howard Potter, who came to OSU last year from New York's Eastman School of Music.
And finally, Burns, there's a new way to access Pete's Pet Posse.
That's right. Of course, this is the program and began here at Oklahoma State in 2013. It's a comprehensive university effort. We're, I think, the most comprehensive university-based pet therapy program in the country, with nearly 50 volunteered dogs and handlers serving our three OSU campuses. But there's a new app. The app is Walk for a Dog, it's called, and allows users to support their favorite animal cause anytime they walk, run, or ride a bike. The app's available in the App Store and on Google Play. And you simply select Pete's Pet Posse when you exercise. And First Cowgirl Ann logs on every time she walks with our dog Scruff. We've had to go back two or three times to get her phone. So I hope everybody will access that app and everybody gets good exercise for the new year.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.